Sarah, why do we always seem to fall asleep in cars and buses?
Okay, so there's several reasons why we think we probably may fall asleep in cars and buses. Firstly, it's probably a sign, and this sounds very logical, and maybe even simply logical, that we are tired. We will fall asleep when we're tired. The reasons that we fall asleep are because we are building up a sleep debt, so we haven't had enough sleep the night before or the previous nights before. But also, it's a time of the day that we might be tend to be sleepy. So often we fall asleep in the car, particularly as adults in the car in the afternoon, just after lunch. Or a child might fall asleep at the times with their morning nap and their afternoon nap. So it's a question of, firstly, that we're sleepy, we haven't had a good enough sleep, and we have a sleep debt, so we're trying to catch up our sleep. The second thing is that the reason maybe that we're sleeping in the car is because of that time of the day factor. Often we are tired at certain times of the day. As I said, in adults, it's after lunch, and children, it might be across the day. So if they correspond, I'm tired, and it is after lunch as an adult, then I'm likely to fall asleep.
So you're mentioning this concept of sleep debt, like this idea that our bodies remember our lost sleep and expect us to pay it back in future. How real is that? Does our body just keep a running tally?
No, that's an interesting question, actually. And sleep debt is actually the jargon that we use. And it's a concept that we haven't been able to prove or disprove, when I say we, sleep research community, to prove or disprove about how much sleep debt we bank up and how much we can pay back. For example, if you were to need 9 hours of sleep a night, now I don't know how much sleep you need and everybody is entirely different, but let's just say that you need 9 a night and you get 7 a night because you've got to work or you get up early. So you're losing 2 hours of your optimal sleep per night. So by the end of the week, we kind of describe that as a 10-hour sleep debt at the end of the working week.
Right.
We also know that you do not need to sleep in 10 hours on the weekend to catch up that sleep debt. We know that a couple of hours extra might just do it, and that is also very variable, and individual differences are huge in that respect. But it means that our body, when you do sleep in a little bit more on the weekend and catch up a couple of hours, your sleep is much, much more efficient. It's deeper, it's stronger, it's better, it's more efficient. So the 10 hours of sleep, in inverted commas, debt that you might have lost will be recuperated in a shorter time.
How efficient is sleeping in the car compared to sleeping in your bed?
It's the same. It's sleep.
So it you know, sleeping in the car would be just as good, like if you're on a long car journey, as just being at home?
I guess the sleep quality may not be as good because you might wake up more often.
Mm.
Sleep quality, once you're asleep, you're asleep. And so it doesn't matter where you sleep. It means it's important that you sleep if you need to sleep. The quality, the two parts of sleep that need to be considered whether it's finding out whether we have good or bad sleep, are sleep duration, so how much we sleep, and sleep quality. And that includes how many times have we woken up, how long have we been woken up in our sleep period, and are we too hot, too cold, and comfortable in our sleep period. Now, some people can sleep in a chair and have a great sleep because they are asleep, if you get my drift. Mm-hmm. Sleep is the same. It's just that if they wake up a lot. Now, if you're napping on a chair or on a sofa, or hopefully not behind the wheel, but in a car, that's okay because it's a nap. If you sleep your long sleep, your overnight sleep, in a chair, you're likely to have a more disrupted sleep.
Now, you mentioned
that.
You just mentioned that hopefully not the driver. Obviously, it's fine for a passenger generally to fall asleep. Do any of these sort of factors that you mentioned before play into affecting drivers falling asleep?
Absolutely. There is an enormous amount of literature and concern around professional drivers, or even normal everyday mum and dad drivers who may fall asleep at the wheel because they're fatigued. Now, that does often indicate that the previous night's sleep, or night's plural sleep, hasn't been effective and they haven't had enough sleep. It also means that they are in a time of the day when they might be very sleepy after lunch, for example, or late in the evening, or overnight, worse. But worse than that, and another reason why we might fall asleep in the car, is because it's boring.
Right.
We're sitting in the back of a car. We're not doing anything. We're seeing things go past. We're in a state of zombie land, if you like.
Mm-hmm.
We're in a zone.
We're watching a really bad movie.
Yeah, exactly. We're not doing anything that remotely requires assistance or help or energy. So if we are tired, and if it is the right time of the day, and if we're doing nothing, likelihood is that our chances of falling asleep are much greater. Now, if you're behind the wheel and you're doing all those things and you're tired and it's overnight and all those things, then the likelihood of sleep doesn't change just because that's your job.
Right.
Because sleep is a physiological thing. So these things are very, very important to understand if you are a professional driver.
Okay. Well, thank you.
The final thing is maybe the noise of the engine, the noise of the, and the, you know, like in a train where it goes click and click, that kind of perpetual noise. So the four things, to summarize, the four things that maybe make you fall asleep in the car: you're tired, it's the right time of the day to be sleepy, it's you're bored and you're comfortable and you're quiet, and maybe the noise of the engine is just humming you to sleep.